The National Novelty Ping Pong Table Collection is a project dreamed up by the curatorial duo Davy Moore and Pete Prendergast back in 2016. The project commissions artists to design and build entertaining but playable, tricky, crazy table tennis tables. Then artists and art world workers compete at an annual table tennis tournament, smashing their balls across the likes of Ella Bertelsson's Monster Munch table, commissioned in 2022, or Moore and Prendergast's own Swiss Waff, a Swiss cheese-themed table they made in 2016. For the Midsummer Festival, visitors also get their chance to serve up some aces across the most recent crazy table titled Got the Snip, created by Cork artist Eleanor O'Donovan. And last Saturday, all the tables hosted a Crinu Nanoed tournament, to which Culture Files' Rachel Andrews brought her microphone.
I am lucky enough to live with a very lovely but sometimes temperamental black cat. And so Misha, the black cat, was the inspiration for the black cat on the ping pong table.
My name is Eleanor O'Donovan. I am a visual artist from Cork.
My table in particular is called Got the Snip. It's a handmade ping pong table featuring a big black cat painted on it. And it's maybe a bit of a rude joke. The ping pong balls are little black balls to resemble a part of the cat that might be missing. It's kind of bright and colourful and a big cartoon graphic image. I was really interested in using kind of pop colours, primary colours, blue, red, yellow and black to make a really graphic, cartoony image. Because ping pong is really fun and active and I wanted an image that kind of reflected that.
I had come across the project a few years ago because I was on a residency in Portugal and made a ping pong table. And my friends in Dublin were like, hey, have you heard of this thing that's happening? So it was just so serendipitous that a few years later I was invited to make this ping pong table because they had no idea that I made a ping pong table in Portugal.
Do you like ping pong or like, do you ever play?
The way that I describe my practice is that it's kind of playful and like fun and like humorous. So the idea to make a ping pong table kind of felt like a good fit a few years ago. So I like ping pong. I'm not particularly like good at it or particularly into it, but it felt like a sort of a fun, funny thing to make at the time.
So he has a little furry ball.
Yeah,
it?
The idea is got the snip, you know, you're kind of.
Yeah, oh, so the paddles have pairs of scissors painted on them, and the ping pong balls have been painted black and sort of with fur drawn on them to make the joke as obvious as possible, I suppose.
Poor cat.
My name is Davy Moore. I'm a curator and registrar, and I run the King Ping Pong event every year. I used to work in a gallery called Monster Truck, and myself and the director, Pete Prendergast, used to play table tennis a lot. His brother, he was the provost of Trinity, and in the house in Trinity, he had a table tennis room, so we used to go there a lot and play table tennis. And we were running a lot of events in Monster Truck at that time. I said, well, why don't we do a table tennis tournament for our friends in the visual arts? It was really, really good fun. And then a year later, we thought, well, we might as well do it again. The artist-made tables didn't come till later. But when we had Kevin's, myself and Pete are people that like to, if we have space, we'll fill it. We made a crazy table. I kind of had the idea that it would be nice to save them all up. David Lunny was the next person in Kevin's for the next year. And so each year we were asking a new person.
So this is Swiss Waff, which is a table actually that myself and Peter Prendergast made. We made the original one of these in 2016 and it got destroyed, unfortunately. So we remade this for the last show we did, which was in 2022, and changed it a little bit. So it had holes in it, the original one. So we kept the holes and kept a kind of weird kind of wedge shape and turned it into two blocks of Swiss cheese, and we called it Swiss Waff. The net is a kind of a what you might white wrap cheese in. It's kind of cling wrap.
Was there any particular reason you were inspired to make a sort of a cheesy
cheesy? No, not really. The original one just had some certain cheesy elements to it, I suppose, with the holes and the kind of weird wedge shapes that were cut out of it just by chance. And so, yeah, when we remade this one, we made it cheese yellow, and I kind of put this rind around. Is it rind? Is that what they call it? The red stuff around it, I think it's called rind. So we have that, so it's, yeah, up the cheese factor a little bit.
It was interesting because, you know, Davey obviously came with some criteria that, like, the table had to be playable, it had to be sort of transportable, and it had to, you know, subscribe, like, fit a certain height and a certain kind of dimension. So that was kind of giving me a box to think outside of. But when I was thinking about the table, first of all, I was looking at all the tables that had been made before. And I guess a lot of the artists who've made tables are sculptors, or they're quite sort of tactile in their practices. So the way that they interpreted a ping pong table was to kind of change the landscape of the table, like to add things on the side or to add holes or obstacles. But for me, I would consider myself more of an image maker, and like I wanted to make a kind of visual joke. So it was a case of kind of creating a sense of irony between the image on the table and people actually playing with the balls in this case. I came up with probably about 30 ideas. 32, Davey is telling me. About 32 ideas, varying in levels of intelligence and nuance. In terms of intelligence and nuance, this table is kind of low on the list, but it was one of the ones that I kind of felt like, oh, this is an Eleanor O'Donovan table, you know?
In terms of the shows, like, so WIFAF is playing at my gaff, which we've done in the complex, and now here, no, that's open to everybody. It's the King Ping Pong tournament, which we ran last night, which was won by Fergal Gaynor of Enclave Review in a nail-biting final with Dobbs O'Brien from the National Sculpture Factory. They're both absolutely amazing players. Art people socialise a lot, and they go out a lot, and it's at openings, and so they're talking generally when they're there, they're talking about art. And so this was a way of bringing all the same people together, but actually having them talk about something different. That was really the motivation behind it.
Whiff Waff is playing at My Gaff is open to the public at the Crawford Art Gallery, Cork, until July 7th, and it's free.